3, 2, 1. Hello and welcome back to Tuesday Night Gaming, starring Alana, Jay, and Zach.
Hey, yo.
No, with no,
the
now
homely
with
team.
Game.
Now with less gaming and more power outages. Today we're not playing anything because I don't have power. But we are talking about The Wheel of Time. Episode 3.5, and this one finally broke me, I think.
It broke you.
This one?
Yeah, this one. There's only 3 episodes left in the whole show, and nothing happened in this episode.
Yeah.
Tell me I'm wrong.
A lot of fake backstabbing.
Yeah, that makes it sound exciting.
Dealing.
Yeah, I mean, there was some cool stuff. It's not like it was all bad, but...
A lot of trying to see things that they shouldn't see and being places that they shouldn't be.
Mm-hmm. At least with this one, they remember to give Rand a little bit of personality. Like, we'll just jump into it. So at the beginning, he's arriving at the homestead where he plays with the kid. The kid who asks him, are you the Karakhan? He's
yeah.
like, hey, I'm going to eat you or something.
No, just shows him the 2 markings of the dragon.
Mm.
Which reminded me of like of the Mortal Kombat, the recent Mortal Kombat movie of when he turns all armory. And I was like, oh, he just looks like he has armor. Okay.
Didn't they make another Mortal Kombat movie? Does nobody noticed? Like a sequel to that one that we saw together?
There's another one coming out.
Okay.
I don't think it's been made yet.
Okay. That one was good. But yeah. So then they meet the guy's wife and his other wife, and they're like, "What? He has 2 wives? Crazy!
Wow, crazy!"
Yep.
You guys notice how like they have this like society that's like in the desert, sand people. Dune kind of coded, but it's okay because they're white.
I hadn't really thought about it, to be honest. I mean, like people who live in the desert.
They mistreat the one that isn't like clearly, obviously pure white.
Yeah, that's true. They are kind of mean to her.
It's all real encoded. Thanks for pointing that out. Now I'm not going to unsee that.
Yeah, I hadn't thought about that. I was just like, oh, it's another tribe of people. You got the wetlanders, you got the drylanders, you got the really drylanders. So, yeah. I mean, like, this is a pretty diverse show, right? It's like every group is diverse.
I suppose.
Yes.
The two rivers is pretty diverse.
That's true.
I suppose.
I'll give them that.
Okay. So we also have Ava Sarala, whose name is Alida. Alida?
Yeah.
So they have Egwene, Elaine, and Alida.
I was getting so confused.
Yeah.
Oh my God. And yeah. But anyway, so she says she wants to capture Rand and also take over the seat to do it. So she's got like her own agenda,
mm-hmm.
which I thought was good. And then meanwhile, the sisters are like, okay, we'll have a trap for her where we still have these other, we have the Black Aja. So if we like leak to her that the Black Aja is there, she's going to try to kill him.
Or like, she'll go and try to rescue him. Only 2 outcomes. Rescue or murder.
Well, that's
no,
if she's
they went
bad.
Wrong.
Yeah, they that, went that's wrong. If she's bad. Yeah.
But yeah, and then I like how they use the poor injured, like disabled person now. And
who?
The poor sister that can't really speak and can't remember.
Was it blind or something?
Sister, whatever. Mm. The sister.
The no sister.
Fucking brain fried.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. But yeah. I mean, that was interesting where at least something was happening in the tower. It isn't just people like crying about their feelings or having endless long conversations that don't produce anything.
Did anyone think that sister was going to be the Black The other Black Aja.
I think it's Varen Sedai. She's acting really sus.
Yeah, I just lost. Sedai. Which one's that?
She's the one who's like, she's the boring, it's like a brown Aja or the yellow Aja.
Yeah.
Yeah, and she's like elderly, not elderly. She's like probably like her 60s. She's like Indian, but not Aleda.
Yeah,
she's gray hair.
The other one. Okay. Yeah. So you think she's a Black Aja?
Yeah,
that's one of them.
Somebody we know. One of them. They only have three episodes left to resolve it. Ah.
No, they don't. They have a whole nother fake hidden season that they'll never produce.
Yeah, they just leave the audience hanging. That would be a perfect way to end this this crummy show.
Wow, crummy.
Sorry, Jay. I can't take it anymore.
He used the C word.
Yeah, that's right. C bomb. Okay. Yeah. So the sisters are plotting, and then we get some good stuff with Rand. Like they're eating, and he says to that one spear maiden, he says, "You know, you don't have to talk to me."
Well, this is after she's all complaining about that. He's not the true, and like he sucks at life. And then they are like, "Well, that's your fault for not training him." And she's like, "I don't want to train him. Why do I have to train him?" And they're like, "It's part of your training, idiot." And she's like, "Oh, sick burn."
Yeah, she wants to be a wise one, except she doesn't want to.
No,
be
she
a
doesn't
wise
want
one.
To be the wise one.
She doesn't want to be a wise one.
Yeah, it's she's pissed that anyway. That's her task. Mm. She tried to get away and hump away her life away with the Wetlanders, but she got forced back.
What a turn of phrase.
Poor wise one.
Yeah, it seems like everybody has to do stuff they don't want to do. So I also thought it was interesting that they're sitting on the ground and eating with their hands, because that's the way Indians eat.
Because they're a tribe, Zach.
Yeah.
And it's kind of encoded.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Traditional. The old primitive ways. I mean, I wasn't going to say that, but yeah, I think it's probably the implication.
But they did.
Yeah. So there's just some other good dialogue. I didn't have time to write it all down, but yeah. Rand is showing slight glimmers of personality.
He smiles in this one, and he talks to a kid. And then, and then that dinner.
He cheats on his girlfriend in his dreams.
It's like the beginning of episode 3 when they remember they have to make Anakin likable.
Yeah.
Like a good guy. But yeah, okay, so then Egwene has the dream. It's like Inception. It really is like Inception.
She's doing her dream training.
Yeah, I liked her dream armor. Why didn't she just keep it?
Because she had to prove that she didn't need it and that she can control her powers.
Yeah, she should have kept it. It was cool.
Yeah,
it did look cool.
It shows in the dream. Try to kill her like Freddy Krueger.
Yeah.
I was hoping it would be more badass and like it'd be like a Rob Liefeld like armor with like big shoulder pads and like blades coming out of them or something.
Yeah, and pouches. And no feet.
I mean, kind of like the White Guards.
Yeah,
I mean, Rob Liefeld encoded.
Yeah, they are. They look good, though. I think they look. Yeah, I think the white cloaks look good.
The white cloaks.
Mm. Yeah, they got some style.
They look like the ones from Game of Thrones, also.
The gold cloaks.
Gold cloaks. Yeah.
It totally feels like a ripoff.
Yeah. Which came first?
Good question. Probably Wheel of Time, if you're counting the books. But Jay, have you read the Wheel of Time?
Why wouldn't we count them?
Did we already talk about this?
I haven't read all of them. There's so many.
But you've read some of them.
I've read like the first two.
Okay. Hold on, how about you?
How many I read.
Okay. I've read 0.
Okay. They're pretty painful. I the characters aren't very likable. I don't really know why the series is so popular.
And then the story gets kind of convoluted and jumps around between books. And it's like, ooh, it's hard to keep track.
There's a bajillion books because he like didn't want to end the series.
Do you think people actually like it, or is this like an endurance test?
No, Ramus actually likes it.
Okay. Yeah, no, people like it.
Ramus started reading the books after watching the show with us, that one PAX.
Oh, nice. Yeah, it's not some kind of practical joke.
Yeah, it's so funny. People think it's so hilarious to pretend to like it. They made a show out of it.
Okay, yeah, that's fair. Well, and look how the show ended up.
It got three whole seasons. That's more than some other shows can say, like Firefly.
I knew you were going to say that. Okay, anyway, so next is the best part of the boat, which the next part of the boat, the best part of the
boat.
Episode, where they're on the boat with Matt and Elaine, and then Nynaeve is sick.
So classic Nynaeve.
Giving her some personality, too. I like the part where they were like, you could throw yourself over the side, and she says, wait, is that an option? But I really should stop skipping the recaps because I forgot where they were going.
They're going to Chan Chico, aka scum of Hive and Villainy.
But why?
To go find Lalandra because that's where her kid is from. The one that
Landrin.
Died. Yeah, whatever.
Yep.
Yeah, that's where they're going.
They figured out that's where she's from, and in order to do her evil spell of resurrection, she has to be where she has to set one thing, one of the little pentagrams or whatever in the tower, and then one at home, and like wherever they died, but wherever you're from too, or some crap like that. So back to home to start that so she can raise her kid from the dead, because screw everybody.
I don't think
else.
It's that. I think it's something to do with his afterlife.
Oh god,
you know how they believe in reincarnation?
Yeah.
I think reincarnation is proven to exist in this universe.
Yeah, especially now
we've
seen evidence.
Yeah. So anyway, I think it's more to do with that than like she not actually expecting him to come back to life.
I don't know. We can find. We'll see. We'll see how this all plays out. No, we won't. We won't see shit.
Yeah, we will. We will.
Yeah. Don't get your expectations too high. I'm just hoping something cool happens before the end of the season. Okay. So then we get the white cloaks. They're being mean to people again.
To the twin.
Right.
Still dealing with Matt's family, and everyone else is trying to
figure out what to do. Don't they have anything better to do than just sit around and wait for Perrin to show up?
Yeah, I guess not.
That's all they do. They're just roamers who kill witches and other weird, and anyone who's different. Wow.
Yeah, that's why they're interesting. They're passionate about what they're. Well,
is
I remember
where their funding come from. How do they make money?
I remember having the observation.
I bet you they steal from
the probably.
People they kill.
Liberate.
Probably like we protected you from the Aes Sedai. Now give us all your money.
Yeah, I mean, I remember having the observation at the time that they're the only ones in the whole show who are like passionate about what they're doing and seem to like it.
They seem to like killing random people. Yeah.
Well,
like killing who they think are witches.
I mean, they believe in their cause. What can I say? But also the I don't know if I said this on this show or if I said it on Spotify guys, but they're like Jason Todd from Titans.
What?
Where they're what? The only ones in the show who have like passion for what they're doing, right? So the same way Jason Todd wanted to be a superhero on the superhero show Titans. Everybody else just wanted to cry.
I blocked Titans, I think, from my memory entirely.
Yeah, remember Titans?
Good material at the time.
Great material. Oh. Yeah, Jay knows what I'm talking about.
You guys watching Peacemaker? Speaking of...
No.
I was holding off just for like a marathon.
Yeah, let it
build
up.
Yeah. Or in case we decided to eventually do it.
Yeah.
was giving us time to simmer into it.
Honestly, it's been kind of painful. I hope it picks up.
Yeah, I heard it wasn't good as season one.
Yeah.
I also heard the opening credits don't have a good song.
Yeah, I agree. Both of those things.
The dance was a lot harder, they said, to make.
Oh. Why is it a lot harder?
Because there were new cast, new people. The other one, everyone was able to learn pretty quick. And they still know to this day. But like now incorporating a whole bunch of other people now has been a challenge. Was a challenge.
I see. All right, so anyway, back to Wheel of Time. So we get some relationship drama with Alana and her bondsmen. And she turns the bond off. And he just walks away.
Well, he doesn't walk away. Yeah, she turns it off and then just because he wants to, like, live and she doesn't.
Yeah.
According to him, right? Right.
He wants revenge and she wants to move on with the plot.
She doesn't trust him to be able to survive the upcoming battle. And so
yeah, the last battle.
Needs to find her army from all these fisher and townsfolk because, well, I mean, five powerful people came from this town. Why? I bet you there's more. And we kind of do see that there are more. We do find out that there is a witch somewhere in there.
Yeah. One of the little coffins.
Yeah. So we do find out that, there are more powerful people in this town. What is with the water in this town? Right, because I mean, the Emerald Sea was from there too.
So yeah,
it's where the main characters are from.
Something about that town.
Something about that town. Yeah, big main character energy.
It's the open air, fresh air, and the water.
I guess so. So then, Maureen has a conversation with Rand about it's like every future that she sees, only one of them can live. It's like either he kills her or she kills him. And this conversation just goes on for so long to communicate that very simple idea.
It went about as long as how many scenes of that rotating platform we had to watch of her dying or killing.
Yeah, that too. But at least that was interesting. You got some fake CGI fire.
And then the rotating platform didn't necessarily bring us to that conclusion that only one can survive. Because at the other time she was saying, like, she worked with Ren and brought people to her knees. I guess it's all about your perspective on what success is, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, we saw a bunch of characters killing each other or dying, but we need the character themselves to tell us what the stakes is. Stakes are, and that's what's actually what's up. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that was okay. Anyway, next note: Min sees Matt's suicide as well.
Well, we've known this
in the future. Yeah, but they actually talk about it. The draw.
Well, but okay, so. To talk about this and then into the future, is it Matt or is it that person that they see in that town when they land in Tachiko?
What?
Because it's the drawing of the supposed Matt hanging himself. Trigger warning. Post belated trigger warning.
Right.
Is a curly haired person that hung themselves or is hanging, and everyone just assumes it's Matt. Or is it that it's the person in the town that they see and she uses to go, hey, remember I told you this city is bad and not to do anything crazy. And it's a curly-haired person that's hung. So do we think it's that she actually sees Matt being hung? Or is it just that it's the interpretation of it again? And that she doesn't actually see Matt dying?
Well, I don't remember how well high definition Min's visions are.
Right. She says specifically, it's not like.
Yeah. And what's the space keeps talking about how they said kill that Rand. He was going to kill Rand. And he clearly didn't. Or not yet. Anyway.
Yeah. Good point. And then, yeah, it was funny where he's like, can I stay in your room instead?
Because he doesn't want to hear 90 vomiting all night long.
Yeah, and they're like, well, the walls are thin. And I was like, okay. That was weird. But yeah, so then they go up. There's the whole thing where they go up on deck and the sea folk are like, hey, you said you wouldn't go up on deck, but then there's nothing happens. There's no consequences for that.
There's no consequences, but I mean, it's there. But we do find out the reason why.
Yeah, we find out why they don't like it.
Yeah, because they're channeling.
Yeah.
Okay, so then Elida, aka Avasarala, does an interrogation of the Black Aja, and I think she gets ambushed too, and then so they think she's a Black Aja, and then that's kind of where it ends.
No. She gets ambushed and they realize that she's not.
Yeah.
She's not.
Yeah, total opposite of what you just said.
Okay, sorry.
Yeah, she goes in there. Initially, I felt like the first interrogation of her, like, tell me your name. I was like, oh, she's just trying to cover her tracks to see how much they know and who they can pin. And then, like, I was like, okay. And then she kills the one. And I'm like, she's silencing those who can out her. And then she goes to the second one, and then I was like, okay, maybe she's not. And then she gets ambushed by one of the gray people. And then, yeah, that's when...
I guess that's that.
The seat comes in and is like, oh, I completely misinterpreted the situation. I'll heal you, maybe. Please don't die.
Sorry, girl. My bad.
Well, at least one source of drama gets diffused. So that's nice.
Yeah. Ish.
Sort of, yeah. That's not the end of the episode, though, because there's all more. Egwene's dream journal.
Yeah. Again, fucking Egwene not doing what she says she's going to do. Like, oh, yeah, I'm going to totally be cool and not fuck with people.
She never said she wasn't going to go hang out with her friends in her dream.
She said that she wouldn't go into the dream world by herself and that she wasn't going to, like, do all that. She understood the risks and all that stuff.
Boy, you guys paid close attention to these.
I paid attention because I was annoyed.
Hey, whatever works.
Like, look at her doing this again. Not listening and taking all these risks because she thinks she's better than everybody. Punk. You deserve what you get.
I mean, yeah, all of these characters, they don't do what they're told. They're told stay in the tower. They leave the tower. They're told don't go to Two Rivers, they go to Two Rivers. It's pretty much expected now. It's pretty funny.
But yeah, the dream sequence was interesting. She's getting trained and then, oh, surprise, surprise, she's really good at it. Oh, wow. And like she just magically disappears before and so now they know that she's really good and the inception thing with the little, whatchamacallit.
Oh, with the like a pen that drops or something like that. Yeah. I mean, if it wasn't a ripoff from Inception, I really would have liked it.
How do you know Inception didn't rip off them?
Yeah, I was about to say that. It's a good point. If it's from the books, then it probably came first.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so then we have Perrin attempting to rescue the people, and then that warder guy dies in the process because they're all fighting.
Who dies?
Or does she heal him?
No, he's
Alana's warder. Does he get stabbed?
He gets shot with a crossbow, but he's fine.
And then he goes and saves her, picks her up and carries her off into the darkness after murdering like eight white cloaks.
Right. Yeah, and she has like five crossbow bolts in her.
Somebody
back on five arrows ago.
So they're like, hey, kid, you want to go see how you take down a real woman of power? And they just show up shoot her with a crossbow. It's like, wow.
She didn't hear them coming up. She's like right there staring at the camp and she didn't see anything or sense anything.
Crossbow
but we do see what they did to Matt's mom.
Mm-hmm.
Poor Matt's mom.
Sorry. Yep. Get more relationship stuff.
And Perrin's a liar again because he didn't save the mom. I'll be right back with your mom. No, you weren't. Liar. You left her.
See, another one. All these main characters are just the worst. So then Moraine has a dream conversation with the seat. And I like when she's like, you gave me a job, you gave yourself a job. I did my job. I got the dragon reborn. What did you do? It's like,
call her out. And she's like, I struggled. I'm not doing a great job.
Yeah. She's like, you should have stayed in the tower. You're good at this politics stuff.
And I do appreciate Moraine admitting, yeah, no, I make enemies. People don't like me.
It's like, including the audience. Like the audience. And then the last thing is Egwene sees Celine again in her dream.
Dun, dun, well, dun. Yeah, she sees all of her. She goes and visits all of her friends doing all the things.
Right.
Is it that they're all sleeping and that she's actually seeing them in their dreams? Or is that just like something that she's just seeing because that's what she wants to see? If that's, and whichever the case is, why is Perrin dreaming about being with the little roguey thief person?
Yeah, he's been dreaming about his wife, Perrin.
Yeah.
So, I mean, yeah, presumably they're not all asleep at the same time.
Yeah, so it's weird that's what's happening. I just felt weirded out by it.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. And then the episode ends with nothing. See what I mean, guys? Like, nothing happened.
What are you talking about? We get confirmation that what's her face?
Leandrin?
The former scientist from
Lanfear,
yeah. Is the authentic reincarnation or still alive from back then? And that she does love, and she loves him for all of his faults and all of his strength and for his good heart. Yeah. All that stuff.
Okay, yeah, that was totally worth an hour and 5 minute episode to learn that. These episodes are way too long. Sorry. I didn't mean to go off like that.
But yeah, we get to see all this. We get to see the lovely tour. I was waiting for her to walk in on that dream. But then, at the same time, like, who's to know that? I guess we'll find out next episode whether or not she knows that Rand can be Rand in his own dreams and, like, he's actively participating in this affair of the dreams and that they have history, or will Egwene assume that, oh, it's Lanfear just fucking with Rand and, like, well, going at it to hurt her instead of, like, actually actively having a relationship with Rand.
I see. You definitely watch the show on another level. Yeah.
That's an authentic question.
Hey guys, here's a question. Do you think we're going to get the last battle in this season?
No.
We're just going to talk about it.
No.
You say no, Alana? No. Okay.
Absolutely not.
100% no. There's just way too much still.
Well, I guess nice knowing it. But anyway, so time to move on to questions of the day. Did Matt send it to you, Alana?
Yeah.
Cool.
Okay. Rest in peace, Robert Redford. What's your favorite Robert Redford movie? From Zach.
From me. So timely, right?
That's more of a Rob week question.
Yeah, I agree.
But it's not going to be timely if we wait a week.
Doesn't have to be timely. We can respect Rob.
It's not timely anyway. The episode doesn't come out until next week.
It's fine. Okay, you got any more?
Got any more what?
Do you have three more questions besides that one?
Yeah, but why would I tell you them now?
Wow.
Wow. Okay,
if
so
we're not doing this one?
Yeah, we can delay it a week. Okay,
fine. I have two more.
You have two more?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I guess we'll do two.
We can let Jay think of one.
Yeah, Jay, okay. You want to go? You got one?
Not yet. I'll think of one.
Okay. All right. What video game have you pre-ordered?
This one's also from me.
Also from Zach.
Yay. I can go first, but I'm sure Jay has done a bunch. But in my memory, the only one that I've pre-ordered was Batman Arkham City for Xbox 360. Because
cool.
I liked Arkham Asylum a lot, and I had disposable income at the time, and I wanted Robin. He was the pre-order bonus to get it through Xbox 360. And I'm glad I did, because him playing as Robin in Arkham City was the only time I thought Robin was cool.
Wow.
Yep, it's true.
Not even Young Justice?
That's kind of, that show's kind of overrated. Wow. And also Robin in Young Justice is like barely in it.
He's not. What are you talking about?
I mean, he's in it, but he's not a main character.
What?
I don't know. He didn't do much for me.
Nightwing's definitely a major character.
Nightwing is, yes. I like Nightwing. Robin, not so much. Even when Robin was Nightwing.
Yeah. Nightwing was Robin.
Yeah, that's right. All right, Alon, what you got?
I can't really think of anything, honestly. Other, my friends got me Baldur's Gate 3 in early access, but you can play it. So is that really a pre-order?
You've effectively pre-ordered Kirby Air Riders.
I haven't pre-ordered it because
wow,
Target said it might not arrive on time, and like,
but you ordered it.
That's just not right. No, I didn't order it. So I'm gonna make Andrew go get it.
On the day off.
Yeah. Okay.
But if you're going to pre-order anything, it would be that, right?
Yeah, or if I could pre-order it for pickup at GameStop, I could do that. But Target wouldn't let me. It was only for shipping. I don't trust them.
I don't trust them anymore.
Yeah.
That's right.
Everyone cancels pre-orders these days. It's so annoying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
All right. Hey, Jay, how about you?
So many games. So many games.
What's your favorite, then, of the ones you pre-ordered?
My favorite?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a loaded question. Probably the Mass Effect edition.
With the helmet?
It came with the helmet.
Yeah, good choice. Good choice.
That was a good one. Yeah. The helmet's pretty fun and cool. I'm doing really bad. Horizon Zero Dawn games, the Star Wars games.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've done a lot. I think I did Halo, not the past one, I think Halo 4 or 5. Can't remember.
Yeah, I think Matt and I might have pre-ordered Halo 4 way back when. Cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Next question.
Most embarrassing. Oh, I forgot to say Matt's answer. He says Company of Heroes 3.
I gave that to him for his birthday.
Yeah.
Did you pre-order it or did Matt pre-order it?
Did he pre-order it through you?
Possibly. I guess we can go with that.
Wow. So Matt didn't pre-order it.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm calling him out.
Yeah. He says he considers it.
Oh, okay. Typical.
Call him and chew him out right now.
He's definitely pre-ordered something. I just can't remember what it is.
All right, and then the most embarrassing injury.
Most embarrassing injury.
Yeah.
Oh.
Anyway, Matt says he cut his thumb, leaving a scar from cutting an avocado.
Yeah. I have a scar on one of my hands from a tuna can lid. So that's close. I mean, I guess slamming the end of my finger in when I was two in a door.
How is that embarrassing when you're two?
My finger is messed up for the rest of my life because of it. But yeah.
Oh, like anyone would notice.
Yeah, I guess the tuna can lid. That's kind of embarrassing.
Mine is in similar vein. I sliced my finger open on the inside, like rubbing the inside of a Coca-Cola can where where the tab pops down. And you have the edge. I was in Korea. It was like 8 or something. And I was just like, oh. Hey, this feels kind of fun. And I just kept rubbing it and rubbing it and rubbing it. And then it just went, whoop, and I was like, that went in. And that went in deep.
Oh, geez. That is a bad injury and kind of embarrassing, too.
Yeah, that was pretty sad and pretty dumb. I was like, I should have known better. What am I doing?
Well, again, you're 8. So.
My parents were not happy.
All right, Lana, how about you?
Really can't think of anything.
All right. Yeah, it's a tough question. We're very sheltered. Didn't get a lot of injuries.
Interesting.
True.
Gee, did you come up with one or should we leave it there?
What song would you shut down if someone wanted to sing it at karaoke?
if
someone went to go put a song in, what song would you be like, not that? No.
But like a public or like a private karaoke?
Both. Public. Or private. It doesn't really matter. Are you just shutting down songs left and right?
Yeah, exactly. Like, it would have to be something really bad.
Yeah. No. Or a song that you don't want to hear anymore, right? It could be like you're just done with.
So, like, there are some songs that are very long, but I kind of like them. Like, Bohemian Rhapsody is very long, and it's kind of overplayed, but it is funny to watch people do it at karaoke. So, that's specific. Like, American Pie is long, but I like that. So, I'm going to go with songs that annoy me, so I'm going to say My Humps by the Black Eyed Peas.
Okay. I like it.
Thank you. I thought it'd be a good choice.
I like God Save the South.
Is that a real song or did you just make that up?
No, it's a real song.
You know, of course Lana had to go there.
Well, there isn't a lot that would make me like interrupt karaoke to be like, hey, you can't sing that.
You don't have songs that annoy you?
Pressure. Huh?
I said you don't have songs that annoy you?
But I wouldn't stop someone from doing it in like public.
This is
not about me.
Public or private, or just be like, hey, if one of your friends was about to go enter a song, would you go, really?
If my friend was about to go do Baby Shark, I'd be like, don't do it.
Okay, that's a great choice. Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm saying if you're the sort of person who would interrupt someone doing karaoke, what would you do?
I would never be that person.
Okay. I wouldn't either. I'd probably sing along with whatever they chose, but I would be like, really? Okay.
I would just go get more alcohol.
Yeah. There you go. That's the correct answer. Yeah, I think mine would probably be Bohemian Rhapsody just because it is so fucking long. I love it to death and I like singing it. I think it's fun, but That eats up like half of the karaoke time itself.
Yeah, and like, it's not that funny.
Why? Yes, everyone could sing it, but after like a third way through the song, everyone just is tired of it. And then it comes back and then everyone's happy for like another like 15 seconds and then everyone's like done with it. And then, yeah, it just, yeah, it's a thing.
Mm-hmm. Well said.
Good and job.
I'm glad you were willing to go there when I was not, because I know people love that song. All right, anything else, guys?
Anything else?
Anything else to discuss? Next week is the big one. It's here.
What?
Episode 300 of Tuesday Night Gaming.
Oh.
So if any special surprises, it's the week to bring them. Yeah.
Is Matt back?
Good question. I don't know.
Is
really
that
going
to be your surprise?
No, I really don't know. You have to ask him. But we know Rob will be, and maybe I'll have a couple of ideas. So we'll see.
Couple ideas.
And then, not promising. I used all my good ideas on the 200th. So, anyway.
Intriguing.
But yeah, so thank you for joining us all here on Tuesday Night Gaming. Catch us every week at 8 p.m. at twitch.tv/mcslanty. Group up with us next time for the 300th.
Hey, yo.
Hey, yo.
Bye.
Whether it's TV, whether it's movies, or questions about you. Come for the laughs, come for the banter, come for whatever you choose. To Tuesday Night Gaming with the siblings and Jay. Listen while they play.